Will the Senate please come to order? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 17 members present this morning. Senators Lincoln and Sharp are excusing the call of the Senate.
Please stand for the invocation by Dr. Getty of the Resurrection Lutheran Church.
First of all, thank you for the opportunity of being here with you this week and meeting some of you. I've appreciated it very much. Let us pray. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you have blessed us each with unique gifts and special abilities, and you have called us into relationships and occupations and activities where we might use those gifts for the glory of your name and to the blessing of your people. Help us always to be mindful of the source of our responsibility and power, as we recognize that we would have nothing apart from your loving and gracious hand. As you sent your Son to be servant of all, so may we follow in his footsteps and see ourselves as your special servants in this place and in this time. Grant each of these people the power to communicate clearly and patiently. Give them wisdom and vision that extends beyond the moment, so that they might always be ministers of your reconciliation, love, hope, and justice. And in the midst of a world that has so many needs, may each of us, first of all, recognize our need for your presence in our lives. All this we ask in the strong and holy name of Jesus Christ, who calls us from darkness to walk in the light. Amen.
Senator Miller, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Curtula.
I ask that the prayer be spread in the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journal for the 10th legislative day in Senate and House Joint Journal Supplement Number 13.
Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent the journal and supplement be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal and supplement will be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. That brings us to introduction of guests. Senator Jack.
Thank you, Mr. President. First, I'd like to have the body help me welcome and Rosetta Demoski, who's from King Cove, a new addition to my staff. I'd also like to have the body help me welcome my son, Zachary Gecko.
Further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor?
There are no messages this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Messages received. Dear Mr. President, the House of Representatives respectfully requests the Senate to meet in joint session in the House chamber on Monday, February 14th at 11 a.m. to hear an address of U.S. Senator Frank Murkowski. Second message. Dear Mr. President, the House of Representatives respectfully requests the Senate to meet in joint session in the House chamber on Wednesday, February 16th at 11 a.m. to hear an address by the United States Senator Ted Stevens.
Senator Duncan.
Whatever it is, please.
Senate will stand at ease. Senate, please come back to order. We were under messages from the House. The two invitations to meet in joint session had been read. Senator Taylor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate accept the House invitation to meet in joint session on February 14 at 11 a.m. to hear from Senator Frank Murkowski.
You need both.
And I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate accept the House invitation to meet in joint session on February 16 at 11 a.m. to hear from the Honorable Ted Stevens.
Without objection, the Senate will send notification back to the House that we accept their invitation to the two joint sessions as listed.
Those are all the House messages today, Mr.
That
President.
That brings us to communications.
Communications reports received. Employee Incentive Award Program's 1993 report. Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority 1993 annual report. Alaska Clean Water Revolving Loan Fund annual report fiscal year 1993. And Alaska Aerospace Development 1993 annual report. Those are all the communications this morning.
Reports to standing committees.
Committee considered Senate Bill 247 relating to state leases, recommends that it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill 247 Finance, reports back as follows. Senator Frank, Chair, and Senators Rieger and Jack will sign do pass. Senator Petula signed no recommendation. Letter of intent and zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 247 has no further referral.
Rules.
Has the committee considered CS for House Joint Resolution Number 36 Hess, urging the Federal Department of Health and Human Services to repeal the 100-hour rule related to employment of certain persons receiving AFDC, and recommends to pass. Report was signed by Senator Rieger, Chair, concurring Senators Miller, Duncan, Ellis, Sharp, Salo, and Lehman. Zero fiscal note. CS for House Joint Resolution Number 36 Hess has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Hess Committee considered House Bill 122, eliminating the requirement that a court consider the findings and recommendations of a neutral mediator when awarding shared child custody. And majority of the committee recommends to pass. Report signed by Senator Rieger, Chair, concurring Senators Miller, Sharp, and Lehman. Senators Duncan, Ellis, and Salo signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal note attached. House Bill Number 122 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Hess Committee considered CS for House Bill 214 Judiciary, disclosure of minors' records by parents. And a majority of the committee recommends to pass. Report signed by Senator Rieger, Chair, concurring. Senators Miller, Duncan, Sharp, Salo, and Lehman. Senator Ellis signed no recommendation. 2-0 fiscal notes attached. CS for House Bill 214 Jude has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Judiciary Committee has considered the following appointment to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics, Shirley McCoy. There were no stated objections regarding confirmation of the named individual. However, this does not necessarily indicate an intention of a committee member to vote for or against the individual named at the time of joint session on confirmation. Report was signed by Senator Taylor, Chair, concurring Senators Little, Donnelly, Halford, and Jacko. Rules Committee considered House Joint Resolution Number 28.
Senator Taylor.
Oh.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent at this time. Actually, I just move that Shirley McCoy, that we vote on the nomination of Shirley McCoy to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics.
The motion is that Shirley McCoy be confirmed as a member of the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. Senator Taylor, what is the vote this requires? Two-thirds? Okay, we have two. Senator Adams?
What's in it?
There is a call in the Senate. Will the Senate please stand at ease while the call is satisfied, unless there is debate. If there's no debate, we'll stand at ease while the call is satisfied. Senator Adams. Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Adams. The call has been lifted. The question before the Senate is, shall Shirley McCoy be confirmed as a public member to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary please lock the roll and record the vote? The roll shows 17 yeas, 0 nays, so Shirley McCoy has been confirmed as a public member to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics, if the House concurs. Senator Petula.
Subsequent to the appointment, I do want to point out for the benefit of the Senate that, and I suspect neither you nor I would accept under any circumstances, but you cannot reappoint legislators to the position. They have only one term, so sometimes bringing a point of view and a knowledge that's acquired over the years and the experience with the board will not be available in time to come, but there will be a continuity of the board from the public members, so it further erodes the possibility of equality of options at times when you try to explain a particular position. Just an interesting aside.
Senator, you're reminding us that you can only be sentenced to the Ethics Committee for 2 years. Senator Duncan.
I was just going to make a motion that we make that a lifetime appointment for Senator Petula.
Well, he wouldn't have to worry because I have probably the shortest potential. It wouldn't take long.
Back to the daily order of business. We are under reports of standing committees, I believe.
The Rules Committee met on April 27, 1993, and considered House Joint Resolution Number 28, supporting increased access near Mount McKinley through establishment of visitor activity area at Camp Tishna. Recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jack O'Chair, concurring. Senators Helford and Rieger, 2-0 fiscal notes attached. House Joint Resolution Number 28 appears on today's calendar. And those are all the standing committee reports today, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills today.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
House Joint Resolution Number 28 by Representatives Bryce, Kopp, Mulder, Phillips, Davies, James, and Phillips, Senators Sharp, Taylor, Miller, and Frank, supporting increased access near Mount McKinley through establishment of a visitor activity area at Camp Tishna. Transportation Committee considered the bill reports it back as follows. Senators Sharp and Taylor signed do pass. Senators Phillips signed do not pass. Senators Lincoln and Curtula signed no recommendation. Resources Committee considered the bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Miller, Chair, signed do pass. Senators Pierce, Lehman, Jaroff, and Donnelly signed no recommendation. Rules Committee considered the bill recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jack O'Chair, concurring. Senators Helford and Rieger, I have no amendments.
Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent HJR 28 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Madam Secretary.
House Joint Resolution Number 28, supporting increased access near Mount McKinley through establishment of a visitor activity area at Camp Tishna.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, it is an order at this time to move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a cross-sponsor on HJR 28.
Are cross-sponsors authorized by the chief? Yes, it is, Senator Kelly.
Then I would so move.
Senator Kelly, Senator Taylor, Senator Rieger, Senator Miller, Senator Frank. They're already on. Okay, they're on it twice. Further cross-sponsorship? Madam Secretary, have you read it for the third time? Question before the Senate is final passage of House Joint Resolution 28. Is there debate? If there is no debate, members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? So HJR 28 has passed the Senate by a vote of 13 yeas to 4 nays. Would the Secretary please read the next item on the calendar?
Which is the citations are in Lower Cuscoon School District, Senators Jacko, Adams, Lincoln, Jaroff, Petula, Pierce, Little Duncan, Cato, Lehman. Honoring Steve Buchanan, Senators Little Jaroff, Petula, Pierce, Duncan, Taylor, Rieger, Donnelly, Lehman. Honoring Patty Foldager, Senators Little Jaroff, Petula, Pierce, Duncan, Taylor, Rieger, Donnelly, Lehman. In memoriam, Right Reverend William J. Gordon, Jr., Senators Frank, Lincoln, Sharp, Miller, Adams, Petula, Pierce, Duncan, Halford, and Lehman. In memoriam, Dorothy Mary Aloysius, Senators Jackal, Adams, Lincoln, Jaroff, Petula, Pierce, Little, Duncan, Lehman. In memoriam, William Carl Bevin, Senators Jacko, Lincoln, Jaroff, Curtula, Little, Duncan, Lehman. In memoriam, Charles Gwynn, Senators Jacko, Adams, Lincoln, Jaroff, Curtula, Little, Duncan, Halford, Lehman. In memoriam, Lawrence Allen, Larry Carlson, Senators Duncan, Jaroff, Curtula, Lincoln, Halford, Lehman. Honoring Ted Theodore Mala, Senators Adams, Curtula, Pierce, Duncan, Lincoln, Salo, Jaroff, Halford, and Lehman.
Just a brief
Senate. Senate will stand at ease. Back to order, Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the first 8 citations on today's calendar be approved as read.
Without objection, the first 8 citations.
It's being done as a courtesy to your member.
Without objection, the first 8 citations on today's calendar approved. Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring Ted Theodore Mala listed on today's calendar be approved.
There is objection. The question before the Senate is approval of the 9th citation on today's calendar. If there's no debate, members may proceed to vote. When the board is done. All those in favor of approving the citation, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes carry. The citation is approved. Pardon? Let's see. That brings us to unfinished business, I believe. Is there unfinished... Is there unfinished business to come before the Senate? Senator Rieger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I'd be excused from the call of the Senate on Monday, January 24th, just until plain time that morning.
Without objection, Senator Rieger will be excused as requested. Further unfinished business? Well, under unfinished business, I have to add a referral at the request of the Judiciary Committee to Senate Bill 254 relating to civil actions and amending several civil rules. Further unfinished business?
Inquiry.
Senator Frank.
Just wondering if the vision of the minority leader has been improved recently.
There is no question that it's different than the vision of the majority leader. That's excellent. I can hear myself continuously. We are under unfinished business. Is there further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Phillips.
Mr. President, 12 noon tomorrow, House Finance, Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Former Attorney General Charlie Cole will be coming down from Fairbanks to talk about the oil tax settlement in Unocal.
Further announcements? Special orders? Senator Taylor?
Yeah, I move and ask unanimous consent. Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday, January 24th.
Without objection, we're adjourned to 11 a.m. Monday.